Hi guys, welcome back to our next episode of Because Why the F Not?
And as usual, we are not celebrities, we are not influencers, just normal mums talking normal shite. So, episode 9.
Oh, we're quite far in, aren't we?
I know, and considering this was just going to be a little kind of, oh, let's give it a go, I think we've done quite well to get to this
stage. I think we have as well. We haven't sacked it in yet, guys.
So. No, we haven't. We're still here.
Still got listeners. Still got listeners, you know. Weekly listeners.
Exactly. So, why don't you start? So, let's talk about our weekend. We had a busy one, didn't we?
Oh, my God. Literally such a busy one. I had my daughter's 8th birthday party.
Yeah.
Which Hayley was, you know, in the kitchen for.
Yeah.
The joys of that.
With the black bin bag.
Yeah. Help her. Yeah. She's now in that friendship group, you know.
Yeah, I get dragged along.
She gets dragged along.
Yeah, no niceties anymore.
No. Can you stick that up there? Can you both balloons up and put some food out?
Yeah. Hall parties. They suck.
No, I fucking hate them.
They suck.
I did one, when was my last, 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Fucking hated it then. I fucking hated it this time.
Yeah.
It is so, you think, oh, it'll be a bit cheaper. It's not. By the time you pay for the hall, you then got to get a kids' entertainer, which are a fucking arm and a leg. Then it's like the food, because I'm always somebody, a lot of people are like, why are you doing food for the adult? But I always do food for the adult.
And you always put on a lot of food as well, don't you?
Yeah, I do. Like, I will do, like, rice, chicken, the lot, like...
Colin enjoyed the rice tonight, by the way. Got sent home with nice little goodie bags.
Goodie bag.
He was saying to... Your little one, because she was round, like, oh, your nan makes good rice.
Yes,
see? Said, oh, my nan made that.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, you enjoyed that.
And then I ended up buying pizza for the kids, so by the time I knew it, it's like...
It's a lot of money. And even, like, I mean, it wasn't even my kids' party, but by the time I got home, I felt absolutely fucked.
Yep.
And then when I got home...
She wanted to open all of her presents. So I'd sit there for an hour. And obviously I'm that mum that's like, right, send a voice note to say thanks.
I'm strict on that.
Yeah,
as well.
Me too. Yeah. I just, no harm in your kids having fucking manners.
Absolutely, yeah.
So then you're sitting doing that. And then every time you're saying, okay, say thank you to so-and-so, and she's forgetting the fucking name.
Yeah, start again.
Start again. Yeah. But I was wiped. I mean, to be fair, I'm still absolutely battered.
Yeah, it does really take it out.
Well, I feel like I haven't stopped. It was literally Sunday was the party, Monday was her actual birthday.
Yeah.
You're working all day Monday. I worked all day today. I'm out. I would have been out 3 days for it. I'm fucked. But I fucking hate a hall party. That's just how.
I hate hall parties. I'm at the stage now. I just want to pay a venue. Everyone turn up.
Yeah.
I want them to set up. I want them to clear up after, and then I'll just bugger off.
But I feel like it's a hard age now, isn't it?
Yeah.
Because I'm like, obviously we can't do soft play. Out of the question.
Yeah. That's gone now.
I mean, all right, trampolining, fine. But then I feel like when someone else has done trampoline, they don't then want to do it, do they?
Yeah.
It's like they want to have something a bit different.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, it's just such hard work. But to be fair, the only thing my saving grace for a hall party is that my outside school friends...
Yeah, can all come as well. Can all come get it all done in one day.
Yeah, whereas last year I did trampolining and then I had a big party at my house the next day. That was fucking stress as well.
So what time did you actually end up? Because I left, I don't know... I didn't leave right at the end, did
I? No, but you weren't... I think I ended up leaving the hall at about 20 past 6.
Do you know what made me laugh, though? Most people, you get a message after saying, oh, I'm so tired, like, I'm so tired after that, I'm so drained. Sophia texts me and goes, my toenails are fucked.
My fucking
of all the things.
Hurt so bad. I don't know what in my trainers, like, I don't wear them trainers all the time. They were so painful. I don't know if it's because I'd done so many steps up and down, round.
Yeah,
down.
And you know what it is? Because I used to get it when I played netball.
Yeah.
It's the stops, like when you're stop starting and it's your toenails going against the...
Oh my God, they
I've lost a couple of toenails that way.
Have you?
Yeah, I've lost...
Actually, I think
I've lost them
one.
A few times, front, like big toenails.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. It's horrible.
I'm sure I have once. And it was during, like, lockdown. I think when I was doing my own toenails, I probably gave myself, like, flipping gangrene or something.
Gangrene. I mean, lose your toe.
Yeah.
And I remember, like, Cole's, like, you know, like, something... You can tell something really makes someone feel sick.
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, look, my toenail's coming off.
And we're, like, laughing and joking about it.
Yeah. I just, like, two massive thumps.
The worst has got to, like, be if you, like, lose it in the summer.
Oh, I've done that, yeah. And then it starts to grow back and it's, like, a little stub.
Stub, yeah. And it, like, looks like it's, like... I mean, this is the most hideous conversation. Yeah. Ever, but it's fine. Whatever.
But it is great. Because like that's why a lot of runners end up losing toenail. Yeah. Oh, speaking of runners.
Oh, are you going to sign up for the marathon next year?
Absolutely not. No, I'm going to do a little shout out to Jo, who said that she listens to us all the time during her marathon training, and she did the marathon on Sunday.
Jo, you go!
She's raising loads of money, so well done, Jo.
Well done, Jo. Woo! You go, girl.
That is my, like, absolute worst nightmare.
I don't like running. Can I just add, running. Before this podcast started, me and Hayley were like, I think started as in, like, we started recording as well.
Yeah.
I was like, I've literally done fuck all steps today. I've marched up and down my house, bearing in mind, don't live in the biggest house. And gone from 3,100 steps to 8,700.
That's not bad in your house, though.
In my house. That's what I wasn't actually doing anything.
I just go around my, like, kitchen counter sometimes. Yeah. Just go around, just trying to get my steps up. Well, it's too cold.
I was going to go out for a walk before you came back. And I was like, before you came back? Like, you live here.
Yeah.
Before you brought my daughter back and we, filmed. And I was like, nah. I went to go outside and I was like, it is fucking freezing.
Bitter.
No, it was too cold. So I thought, right, my gaff is going to have to be the walking place today.
I was really good last week, and I was making sure every day I hit my 10,000, but this week's gone to be a
bit. Well, do you know
shit.
What my only saving grace was last week? Is one day I was in London working, so I do a lot of steps when I'm in London.
Yeah.
I had 3 days where I'd literally done like 7,000.
Yeah.
And obviously I'd try and hit 10. And then obviously Sunday, I'd done shitloads. So that throughout the week...
Annoyingly, I didn't have my...
Oh, that's annoying.
So I don't know how many steps.
Well,
I did,
like,
I thought I 100% must have done.
Oh, you must
10,000.
Have. Oh, easy. Because I think I did about 13. I think.
Yeah.
So you definitely must have.
Yeah.
Because I feel like I stopped a bit more where I was talking to people.
Yeah. Well, I was just going around with my bin bag.
Yeah, you were. Bin bag and handing out pizza from Domino's. Yeah.
Do you know what I wanted to bring up this week as well? Is and this I don't know. It's a bit of a funny topic, but. It just got me thinking, because I realised, and I was talking to my friend about it as well, is that since I've hit 40, and I don't know if you ever think like this, or maybe you will when you hit 40, obviously you've got 5 years to go, but I really think about now, not dying. This is really morbid. But like, I'm really conscious of... how many kind of good years I have left in me.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I know that sounds really sad, but I think, okay, I'm 40 now. So realistically, like there's so many things now where I think, well, that ship's sailed now. I can't do that now. I'm kind of
I know
old.
What you mean, because I feel like that. Like, I mean, obviously I still go out here and there. Well, here and there. Yeah, I mean, I don't really go out as much as
these. Yeah.
But even like now, when I'm out, I think, oh, am I too old to be here? Yeah. I mean, I know, like, that's not what you're saying, but, like, there's so many things that I'm like, I think I'm too old for this. Or
and,
too old.
And I really do feel like, all of a sudden, time has gone in the blink of an eye.
Yeah, it has.
And somebody said to me once something like, oh, yeah, because you've only got, even if you live, I don't know, say, right, I might live till I'm 100.
Yeah.
But realistically, as a kind of fit, going about your business, doing stuff, whatever... I don't know, I've got 25 to 30 summers.
God, that's scary, isn't it?
Which I think is, it's such an awful thought. And okay, I might live, I'm only 40, I might live another 60 years.
But really?
Good years.
Do you know what's funny you say that? Somebody said to me the other day, that like, really, you're halfway through your life now.
I know.
35.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I never thought about that.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully you'll live over 70.
Oh, yeah, but like.
But like good years good where you're years. Really active and,
yeah.
and whatever else.
I'm like, yeah, actually. You're probably right.
Yeah. And that's... But then you say that, like...
God.
A lady... The lady... Oh, this is really complicated to explain. I'm trying to explain who Anne is, but...
Yeah.
As good as a second mum.
Yeah.
To my husband, basically.
Yeah.
It's a complicated way of explaining who she is. But anyway, she is in her 70s. Now, she still horse rides.
I was going to say, she's quite fit.
She's very... So, it just goes... You don't have to be like, oh, I've hit the age of 17. Now, that's it. I'm just going to sit in my
I definitely here. Think what you've gone through in life and, like, how you've led your life plays a big part in it.
Yeah.
Like, if I look at, like... I don't know, for example, like, my nan, for example, she passed away not that long... Well, when was it? December time.
Yeah.
She was... 90 something, but she like grew up on a farm and everything was all like fresh stuff and whatnot.
Yeah.
And I do believe like those things play a big part in like your life, like how you actually live.
Oh, absolutely.
The things that go into your body. Because if you think about it, this is so morbid, but like years ago, cancer was not as big as what it is now.
No, I think a lot of it is what's now put in our food.
Yeah, agreed.
All the overproduced stuff that we eat. That's yeah, got a massive part to play.
100%. I completely agree.
Because yeah, years ago they used to have lard and yeah, all that, and still live long, healthy lives.
Yeah.
Which obviously now we're like, oh no, you can't have.
Well, that, people like, die so much younger now, don't they?
Yeah.
Or like experience health issues so much younger.
Well, cancer's like one in two now, isn't yeah, it?
So wild.
Why would that all of a sudden happen? It's a lot of it's to do with the shit that's put in the food to have it last longer and whatever else. It's all to do with money and anyway. But yeah, I think oh God, life is just going by so fast.
And that's why I'm always a big believer in like making memories and stuff.
Absolutely.
Even if I'm skin bimp, mate, I still go out and find something to do.
Yeah, and yeah, exactly. And money, you can't take it with you, can you? So. No. But anyway, that was my little thought of the week. My little depressing thought of the week, actually. It's not very cheerful, is it?
Well, now we're going to add a joke. Funny, hilarious, embarrassing. Right, go on my part.
Yeah. So. Oh, I know what you're going to say, yes. So basically, you've been, you could easily be done for indecent exposure,
God, guys, please listen to this. So the other day, I had a pair of gym leggings on. Might I just add, they were Gymshark. So not a cheap pile of shit.
Yeah.
And I bent over in my house to pick something up, and my little girl was hysterical. So I was like, what are you laughing at? She basically was like, I can see your whole bum through your trousers. I was like, what? I was like, well, when I'm standing up, she was like, no, when you bend over. So I was like, take a picture. Oh my God.
Like, literally.
I said to Hayley,
everything.
You can see everything. So I'm thinking, when I've worn these in the gym and
doing your squats.
Oh my God, the embarrassment. I was so literally
dying. Did you happen to notice that you had, you know, a big crowd of guys standing behind you?
No, I definitely didn't. I was dying when my little girl took the picture.
That's quite bad, really. They shouldn't be like that. They're gym leggings.
They're so expensive.
People are
going to
be squatting.
I wouldn't mind if they were cheap shit ones, but they're freaking Gymshark.
Oh, that's so funny. I bet every time you come in here,
underwear underneath, yeah.
Her ass crack.
Literally, I was dying. The picture was so funny, wasn't it?
Oh my God, I couldn't believe it. I was like, yeah, you can see absolutely everything.
I definitely sent it as a one view just in case anyone ever went in.
I did try and persuade her to put it on the gram, but she weren't
having
none of it.
There is no chance. I would have died with embarrassment. No chance.
Again, what I feel like we need to bring up this week, and I know she's going to disappoint me here. She knows.
Go on.
Have you watched Baby Reindeer?
Yes, I have!
Have you?
Haven't finished it, though.
Oh, okay.
So maybe that's where I might disappoint you. All right, half. I think I'm on number 3 or 4.
Okay.
So how many of them are?
I think there's 8.
Right, okay. Once you leave tonight, I'm going to carry on.
Yeah, carry on. Carry on, because I don't think you've got to like the worst bits.
No,
yet.
So like one of my friends was like, the first 3 or 4 are a bit, you know, a bit slow, yeah, but then it starts getting interesting.
Yeah.
But what I'm reading now, I'm like, not reading, watching, sorry. It's fucking weird.
And obviously, you know.
Well, at the minute, I'm kind of like, oh, okay, he's kind of playing into her hand a little bit, isn't he?
Yes. At the beginning, you're kind of like, okay, you're kind of not asking for it. I suppose he doesn't realise at the beginning just how fucked up
she is.
But you haven't got to. There's
don't
a lot.
Ruin it for me.
No, I'm not going to ruin it for you, but there's a lot of, you see a bit more like why he is
the way
he is,
right,
as well. Because obviously you've seen him as he's starting to see that Terry.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Yeah,
or Tony.
Yeah. Tony. Is it
Tony or Terry?
No, doesn't he call himself Tony?
Oh, yeah, maybe.
Terry. I think she's called Terry.
Oh, you know what I mean.
I know who
anyway.
You mean. Yeah. I think they've, where have I got up to? Yeah, he's seen her and then they stopped talking and he turned up at a house or something and when she tried to kiss him or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the fact that it is him, because you know that, don't you?
Yeah, you said this the other day. It's actually him, isn't
it? It's actually him that it happened to, yeah.
That is wild. I don't know if I'd be able to play a part of like my life.
So I'm just actually we're saying this. I don't know. We might be doing some spoilers here. We should have maybe added that at the beginning. Spoiler alert: if you haven't watched Baby Reindeer,
yeah, a bit late now.
Skip
so,
ahead.
Yeah.
Oh, we haven't said what. Has
oh actually yeah,
happened.
True.
And to be honest, it's all over everything. So you must know by now. It's about a guy.
Well, it's had very mixed reviews, hasn't
stalker.
It? Some people really enjoy it. Other people are like,
that is fucked up.
Yeah, but some people I know that watched it didn't like it.
I found it. I had to watch it because I was intrigued, but I did find a lot of it really, really uncomfortable viewing.
Yeah.
But it was one of them things that I couldn't help but keep watching.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
And I think, again, you haven't got to the bit yet.
It's nitty, nitty gritty.
You'll know the episode when you watch it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, he's incredibly brave for putting it all out there.
I mean, I even think what I've watched so far, because also, like, a lot of people probably have, so far I've watched, opinions on him, on how, like, he's let it carry on, or, like, didn't go, yeah. You know, like, there's...
And also, the whole thing with the transvestite, person that he's dating,
yeah.
And obviously... He went looking for a trans person as well.
Yeah,
like,
yeah, yeah.
So he's putting that all out there for, because obviously loads of people, you know what people opinions, are like.
Yeah,
they're
going
to
yeah.
have opinions and, you know, trolling and, yeah. and all the rest of it. But yeah, there's an episode on there that literally must be, it's probably like the next one you're going to watch. I think it's kind of in the middle.
Right.
Which explains why he goes looking to date
Yeah, because I feel like there's definitely a reason.
Because at the beginning I was like, well... Hang on, this just kind of don't make sense. I don't understand. Is he straight? Is he...
Yeah.
What's... I don't understand.
Yeah.
But when you see that episode, you will understand why.
Right, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's probably my next...
I reckon that's your next episode.
Yeah, I think number 4 or number 5 is definitely my next episode.
Yeah, but if any of you haven't watched it, I give it a watch. Definitely. Yeah, definitely.
To be fair, everything you tell me to watch is usually all right.
Yeah.
But we've probably got the same taste. But
yeah, it was just one of them ones you just had to watch it. Everyone's going on about it so much. Okay, we also had sent in some would you rather questions.
Mm.
So I thought, we'll do a couple of them, okay?
Then.
Okay, let's have a look. Right, would you rather have a full-blown moustache for a year or permanently hairy legs for 10 years?
What, as in I can't shave my legs?
No, so you've either got hairy legs for 10 years or a full-blown tash.
Can't I wax my tash?
Well, no, that's the point.
Oh.
You are walking around.
I think I'd have to go legs because I can hide my legs.
Yeah, I mean, I'd rather be hot and sweaty in the summer hiding my legs.
Yeah, so would I, because at least I can wear a top that's like, you know.
I mean, look, I'm 41 years old. I've been married for 12 years. Let's face it, I have hairy legs majority of the time anyway.
I have my lasers, so that's my only saving grace.
I do shave my legs, guys. I do shave my legs. On special occasions.
Yeah, on special nights. I would say hairy legs.
Hairy legs, definitely. I can walk around with a tash.
Not a tash, that's on your face. If I can see it. No, that's embarrassing.
No. Okay. Oh, this is funny. Would you rather...
I'm laughing already.
Would you rather clog the toilet on a first date
or
the first day of a new job?
Oh, it's got to be the first day of a new job. Give a fuck.
I would die if I clogged the toilet on the first
day. So would I.
Do you remember that story about the woman who... Was it a woman or was it a man? I think it was a woman. Like, she ended up on This Morning and everything. Where she was on a... first date, she clogged the toilet. She was like, what shall I do? And I can't remember the exact story. So she ended up scooping it out.
No, oh my god,
I'm gonna try. Let me quickly try and find it. Right, you carry on talking about what you'd rather do. Let me quickly try and
what
find it.
It's got to be work for me. There's not a chance on a first date that I would clog the I would fucking die of embarrassment. Yeah. That is so embarrassing.
So embarrassing. Right, I'm going to find... Hang on. Woman... I'm putting in Google. Woman poo toilet.
Oh, you know, if you're not even writing it properly,
date.
She's definitely not going to find it.
This will come up. Oh, that was it? Yeah, this was it. A woman became trapped between two windows...
No,
on a first date. Do you not remember this?
No.
Because she threw her own shit out of a window. It says it was all a terrible mistake. So basically... I'm going to put it on here. Hang on. Look, see the picture of her? Look, there she is.
Oh, hello. My God.
A woman who threw her poo out of her date's toilet window because it would not flush.
Oh,
had to
my
be
God.
Rescued by firemen after she got stuck trying to retrieve it. The amateur gymnast was on a first date with Bristol student Liam Smith when she panicked and threw the shit out of the window.
No, I would frigging
It
die.
Did not land in the garden, but became wedged between two non-opening windows. After climbing in headfirst after it, she became wedged. Oh. Mr. Smith had to call the fire service for help.
Oh my God, I would die.
So what would you do if you was on a first date?
What I need to
you,
do.
You went to... I mean, I wouldn't do it anyway. I'd rather hold it and get a bellyache.
Yeah, so would I.
There's absolutely... Unless
so
I,
would I.
Unless it was like, look, I'm going to literally shit my pants. There's absolutely no way I'd go and use a first aid.
No, but do you know what I find funny? Yeah?
Absolutely not.
If everyone poos, right?
I know. Why is it so embarrassing?
Why is it so embarrassing? Because everyone
Everybody
poos. There's not one person on this earth that don't poo. I used to have a friend years ago and she said I don't poo. I'm like, you're lying.
You would.
You're lying.
Yeah,
you must poo.
You know that if you didn't, well, and I only know this because a friend who shall remain anonymous, but you know who you are. She used to have loads of problems, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Going to the toilet, just problems.
Yeah.
She could never go, always constipated, whatever. And basically, she was under, like, the doctor for it and the hospital or whatever.
Oh,
and they basically said, like, if you didn't, get rid of it,
yeah.
That way eventually it would come up the other end.
Oh my God, stop.
Honest to God, that is what would happen, because it has to go
you
somewhere.
You shit out your mouth.
You yeah, not like, I don't know how it would come
Maybe
out,
it would be
but,
sick, but yeah.
Yeah.
Oh my God, no. I that first date poo, nah, I couldn't.
There's no way. And what would you do? But what would you do if you absolutely had to and then it wouldn't flush? What would you do with it?
I think I'd... No, I'm going to say I think I'd rather shit my pants, but... I don't
if
know.
If you went to the toilet, so you're not expecting to poo, and it just kind of... But then it wouldn't flush. What would you do with it? Would you
well,
tell him...
You'd have
him,
to put your hand down the toilet, wouldn't you? What are you going to do?
And do what? Put it in your bag? What would you do with it?
Well, you'd have to try and push it down the loop, sure. I don't know.
I don't know.
That is... I would just die of embarrassment.
Because what if you even used a toilet brush?
No, then the shit gets on. No, stop.
Oh my God.
What are you going to say? No, excuse me, really sorry, I've clogged your toilet from doing a wee. I mean,
you can guarantee sexy time is well out of the way.
Oh my, that embarrassment. Oh my God.
I know, it's making me cringe think about it. I'd just hold it. I just absolutely would not go. And to be honest.
No, but if I really had to and I clogged the toilet, I'd just be like, I'm sure you're never going to see me again, but it was so nice meeting you.
Yeah, I'm just going to leave.
I'll leave my
shit
number. In the toilet. If you have any problems getting rid of it, give me a call, I'll send a plumber over.
Yeah, but let's just delete each other's numbers and agree to never see each other again. Okay,
I could never see you again.
No.
That embarrassment.
I wouldn't even, like, would you fart on, like
absolutely
how many dates would you have to then fart?
That even would make, like, I remember being with my daughter's
dad. I still don't do it now.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I remember being with my daughter's dad and I still, it's uncomfortable.
No, same.
I mean, I definitely fart around you now, hey, sorry.
Oh, yeah, I don't care about that, but if I farted in front of Colin, he'd be disgusted.
Would it? Well, even still now?
Yep, he hates stuff like that. He hates any kind of, like, toilet humour. Like, I remember we were staying at my cousin's in Cornwall once, and she had, like, a kind of... Because she'd moved up to Cornwall, they got a place where they had, kind of, like, guest kind of area when people come to
stay.
It's kind of, like, the back of their house. So they had like a separate kind of toilet and shower, and it was like sliding doors that then went into this kind of family room where you get all like sofa beds and whatever out. I remember just one night like getting the kids ready, whatever, and I've just like sat on the toilet, like pulled me dress, sat in the toilet, and Colin's like, Hayley, I've forgotten to do the doors. And even that, he was absolutely like, couldn't look me in the face for like a good hour.
No, that
seen
is
on the
so...
I hate that.
And if
like
you
that.
Know Cole, I'm very surprised
yeah,
about
because
that.
He's not exactly like...
No, like he's a proper like lad. He's like a proper lad.
A builder.
Like, yeah.
Like, no, he hates stuff like that.
That is so funny.
Hates it, yeah. So as far as he's concerned, I don't...
Good job, I've never, you know, popped off. Come on.
Popped
shit,
off.
Yeah.
Poppy pants. Mm. Okay, so I don't even know how we got onto that. Oh, it was a would you rather, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, where else, what we else got?
So, we'd rather clog up new job.
Oh, yeah, give a shit about a new job, mate. Sack me on the first day, mate. What do you do?
Who cares? Okay, I don't think HR would let you be sacked for clogging the toilet. No,
exactly, it's fine.
What are they going to do?
I'll just be known as a toilet clogger.
We, in one of my old jobs, there was a person who was, we named the Phantom Pooper. And it was in the women's toilets, because actually, I don't know if you find this, but I think women are more disgusting in the toilet than men.
Yeah, agreed.
Do you think that?
Yeah. Why, like, you know, that? Like, even like the tampon bins, I think... Sometimes I'd see tampons hanging out of them. I think that's fucking disgusting.
Yeah, people just... Women just don't seem to care. No, the toilets don't. Are always left dirty.
Probably because they have to clean
gross.
The fucking toilets at home.
Yeah, so like, fuck this. Yeah. Someone else can clean this toilet.
Someone else can
shit. Yeah, that's probably why.
Because it ain't gone, baby.
Yeah, and, then, and at this office, there was someone that always used to go in the same cubicle
and
just
disgusting.
Leave it in such a disgusting state. It was a known thing throughout the office. Like, who is the Phantom Pooper?
No. No.
To this day, we don't know who it was. It wasn't me, can I just point out?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Would you rather have an abnormally big toe or an abnormally big ear? Just one.
Well, okay, I mean, I've got quite big ears anyway. They don't stick out.
You haven't.
They're quite large. They just don't stick out.
I don't think they're large at all.
Well, you don't think I've got a large ear?
No.
I think I've got a large ear. I've got a chubby big toe. I know that much. I think toes again, because I can hide it.
Yeah. You just wouldn't be able to wear flip-flops.
No, which is fine. I mean, I just get sweaty feet in the summer. But...
Yeah, I wouldn't want a big ear.
Nah.
Nah.
Especially not just one.
Not just one, no.
No, I think it's got
maybe
to be
a pair.
It's got more toe, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
okay, we'll go for that. Maybe we'll do some more of these next week.
Yeah, I enjoyed that. Fun.
Okay, right. We have also got we've got a dilemma coming as well. Right, let me just get it. You haven't seen it, have you?
No, I have not.
Okay. Settle in.
Basically, by the way, Hayley's like the...
I'm admin. Let's
admin and like the writer. I'm the editor, you know?
You're technical.
I'm technical, yeah.
I'm admin.
Yeah. Basically, yeah. That's how we work, you know?
That's how we roll. It's a good system. Okay. Hi, Sophia and Hayley. Love the pod. Always listen on my drive to work.
Aww.
I have a dilemma for you. Would love your thoughts. Basically, what do you do when you can't stand your mate's kids?
Oh, no.
I have been friends with this person since college. We are now in our 30s. Our kids are around the same age, so we are always doing things together as families, which I love, but I just can't bear her kids. When they come to ours, they have zero respect for my house, trash the place, have no boundaries, i.e. will go into my bedroom, run around all over my furniture, etc., and basically take no notice of any rules. They have broken several of my own children's toys, and I have caught her eldest being horrible to my son on several occasions. My friend doesn't seem to take much notice of their behaviour, and although does tell them off, she doesn't give them any consequences or punishments, and they take absolutely no notice whatsoever. We clearly have very different parenting styles, as I would never let my own children behave this way, especially in someone else's home. It's got to the point where I dread them coming round or going on day trips together. What do I do about this? Can I subtly say something to my friend, or do I just have to accept this is something I have to put up with? Please keep me anonymous. Thanks.
We got you, anonymous.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening.
I mean, can I just say, first off, my personal opinion is it will never, ever go down well, I think, criticising anybody's parenting.
No,
that's
going to
go down like a sack of shit.
100%. But I do feel like you can word... Like, I don't feel like you've got to criticise the parenting, but I feel like...
Or criticise her kids. That's not going to go down
I wouldn't tell you your fucking kids are shit, but
no.
I would have to be like... I'm somebody that would tell somebody else's child off. I'm very much a believer it takes a village to raise children.
I mean, especially if it's a close friend. It's different if it's some random at the park or...
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Like, I have no problem in anyone telling my child off.
No.
Not a problem. If you're being naughty...
Yeah.
I actually expect you to do it.
Exactly, yeah.
Like, I don't have an issue. Anyone that is, like, my close friend...
Yeah.
My family, I have no issue. And I know you're exactly the same.
Yeah, I'm exactly
like,
the same. Yeah.
I don't have an issue. But there is some people that don't like that.
Yeah.
Like, some people are not like that.
And I have a feeling, if you're saying your friend is someone that doesn't take, like, I know we both know we are very much on the same level of
discipline. Like
if you're at mine,
and
I see my child doing something, you know I'm on them straight away. Yeah. You're on yours straight away. If your friend is someone that sees them doing stuff and is a lot
more
relaxed,
laid back, to what your kid is doing, are
exactly,
you?
And he's not kind of as much a disciplinarian,
yeah,
then that person probably wouldn't maybe take kindly to you telling off.
Yeah, that's how
I
feel.
Obviously, by the sounds of it, you're completely on completely different pages.
I definitely feel that a lot of the time when children's behaviour is a bit off key, there's either a parent, like it's either a parent that's not around as much that is the person that disciplines, or like if you're from a two-parent household, or the mum just doesn't really discipline.
Yeah.
And then I feel like you can't really step in and be like,
no, that's what I mean.
But I am somebody that if you are my friend's child, I will tell you right from wrong.
Yeah.
Because one, I don't want my kid following suit.
Yeah.
Sorry. Because let's be honest, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Like, and, but I don't know. I personally, I mean, I'm quite lucky with my friendship group. They're all their kids and I love them all.
Yeah.
So I'm quite lucky. But I don't know, that's a difficult
one.
It's
hard, it is hard.
Because I feel like you could sit down and have a conversation with you. I don't know, the way I would probably do it is be like, because in that, didn't they say that their kid, one of the kids, the kid was horrible to one of their
kids? And I think especially if it's affecting your children.
Yeah,
then
that's,
you know,
how I would probably bring it up.
Yeah.
I would probably say there's been an incident that's happened.
And there's a few instances.
Or not the first time, I let it slide the first time, but X, Y, Z, and then I would probably say, I have noticed on a few occasions at my house, X, Y, Z. That's how I'd probably do it.
Yeah.
Because I feel like you're not really commenting on their parenting.
Yeah.
I mean, reality,
I think it's really hard because some people would take that well and some people really, really won't. Like you, I'm quite lucky. My close friends, we're all very similar.
Yeah.
So we parent our children quite the
same. But it's funny though, because don't get me wrong, like you can have some parents that are like super strict and their kids are still shit.
Oh, absolutely, yeah. Absolutely.
But I would definitely, like, on the basis that it has affected my own, like if it's affected my own child, I definitely would have something to say.
Also, I think it's different if you've got kids, you know, that are naughty, but the parents very much is constantly on them, but they've just got kids that are, you know, have got maybe behaviour issues or whatever, then it's not so bad, because then you almost be like, oh, look, mate, you know, I feel for you. I know you're trying your best and you're frazzled and, you know, and you'd be like, look, what is there anything I can do to help?
Yeah.
You know, whatever. But when you've got someone that knows their kids running around and, you know, being disrespectful in someone else's house and not really caring.
Yeah.
It's different, isn't it?
It is hard. I think it's a very hard situation to broach.
I do think as well, I think you've got to be careful. Obviously, you know your friend better. Obviously, we don't know you or your friend or your
personality.
Because
I feel like we definitely have all got friends that would accept that type of conversation and friends
that wouldn't. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think maybe you have to, if you are going to say, if it's got to the point where you really, really feel like you need to say something, I think you've got to go into that conversation with your eyes wide open, i.e. going into it knowing
could go
that
left.
It could go either way and just be prepared for that. I mean, the other option is, obviously you still want to keep your friendship, you still want to see your friend. Why don't you just try and distance the whole family mixing thing?
Yeah.
It, you know, you don't have to make it a big thing, but you can maybe approach a friend, like, next time she suggests coming over with the kids and whatever, to say, do you know what? Why don't me and you just, you know, let's have a break from the kids and just maybe try and see your friend a bit more just used to and just try and kind of
shift
the kids out of it.
That is a hard one.
And maybe just do it every now and then. We can be like, right, I know I'm going to have a lot of patience today. They're coming over.
Yeah, I would be mortified if my little one was like creeping into, like, all
my
creepers going into your bedroom.
Absolutely.
Or
I'd go nuts.
I would be mortified.
You don't do that in someone else's home. Or, like, you know, like running all over. For, you know,
yeah, like on top of counters
not.
Or like climbing up on your counter and sitting on your counter.
Yeah.
No. Sorry.
But yeah, I think it's, you have to tread very carefully because there's a lot of people that that will go down like
a sack of shit.
A sack of shit.
Yeah. And let's be honest, we're all protective even of our children.
Of course we are.
But
yeah.
I'm not that parent. Like, if somebody said to me, your kid's done that, I would be like, are you, I would go nuts. Because I'm very big, Hay knows me, like, yeah. I'm very big on like manners. Don't get me wrong, all our children fucking act up for us, let's be quite frank.
Of course,
like,
they're not angels.
I mean, like, my kid, if you met my kid, would come across as a dreamboat if you didn't.
Oh, absolutely.
Like
yeah.
But at home, don't get into it. Like, let's be honest, they push the boundaries. Like,
but I'd rather that. I'd rather they act
I would rather that.
And be good as gold for other yeah. people. I don't, you know, be a devil child at home if you really yeah. have to, as long as you're good. Yeah.
When you're at someone else's house,
yeah.
do not.
And at school.
Yeah, school yeah. in somebody else's house. Do not make somebody have to come and say to me, Soph, your kid did X, I would hit the roof.
Yeah, and also, I think both of us are the same. I'm never going to be that parent. If somebody comes up to me and says, oh, there's been an incident, so, you know, your child did X, Y, Z, I'll go home and have a conversation with my child.
Oh,
I'm never going to be that, oh,
no,
no,
my kid, no,
couldn't have been mine.
No.
My little angel, no, you must be mistaken.
No.
I'll go home. We'll have a conversation.
Yeah, and I feel like you know when your kid's lying as well.
Of course you do.
Yeah,
of course you do. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
So, yeah, I think anonymous.
Anonymous.
I would maybe try, first of all, just try and distance the whole children gathering.
Yeah.
And maybe just try and see your friend on your own a bit more.
Yeah, and see how
and just
goes.
Try and do it that way because, yeah.
I mean, I feel like you would definitely notice. I don't know, would you notice that? No, I feel like if you're like, you know what, we don't really hang out that much together.
Yeah,
let's
hang out without the kids,
yeah.
You know? And maybe try and do that. Obviously, you want to keep your friendship going. Yeah, and maybe see how that goes. And then maybe, you know, just every now and then, if you're not seeing the kids as much, you might find you'll have a bit more patience.
Yeah.
On the odd occasion that they, you
yeah, because sometimes I feel like when you see the kids all the time,
they're going to get on your nerves.
Yeah, they are.
Yeah, of course
yeah.
they are, even more so.
Yeah.
So I hope that helped.
We hope that helps. Guys.
Guys, don't forget to keep writing in to us. You can either email us at becausewhythefnot@hotmail.com or you can DM us at
becausewhythefnot_pod.
Because we love receiving all
like literally
letters.
anything you want us to talk about or want us to like you know discuss or any dilemmas
yeah
any
anything
topic,
at all.
Literally anything
keep
hit
it
us
coming
up.
In
hit,
hit
us
up keep it coming in guys and yeah I think that's it for this week so we shall see you next week
thanks
Bye.
For listening.